I think the reason that that character resonated, at least with Nick and Judd, is that this is a celebrity obsessed age, and I think that it was an unusual take on celebrity, that he's not just a straightforward obnoxious twerp, although he is an obnoxious twerp. There was sort of a sweetness and a vulnerability to his self-destruction and self-entitlement. And what Nick Stoller always says is like he's like a great big spoiled baby. The function of the movie Get Him to the Greek and the plot, as it were, is that Jonah Hill's character has to get my character from London to a performance at the Greek Theatre in Los Angeles. My character, though, is a truculent, spoilt nuisance and a drug addict. So, like, trying to get him to go from one place to another place is fraught with pitfalls, because he won't just go, oh, right, I'll get on the plane. He'll be difficult at every possible junction. And, you know, there's a lot of junctions. There's get in the cab. No. Get on the plane. No. Sit down. No, I won't. Stop trying to take drugs. No, I won't. So the business of the film is Jonah Hill trying to safely offer me carriage to Los Angeles. He's hilarious in it, isn't he? I think he's really funny, because it's exactly what you want to see Puffy doing in a movie, is sort of laughing about his reputation and his image. He does it really well. He cracked me up. He's like, taken me from being a television presenter, put me in films. He's done nothing but good by me. He's funny, he's warm, he's a lovely bloke. Yeah, I really like Judd, talented. He's nice, he's really cool to everybody. Good advice, easygoing, you know, and obviously look at him, he's, you know, a godfather of a comedy movement.